don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Hello. My name is Kevin.
My name is Rory.
This is the
Soundwave. So, welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. This is episode one. Today we're going to be talking about our midterm, a rugby game happening tomorrow, and movies of 2022 and the ones to come out soon.
Yeah. So, this is a show where it's just something to listen to in the background.
Exactly.
It's nothing crazy. We're not going to be talking about, you know, big things, really. Yeah. Well, we might, but...
The rugby game today is
the rugby game tomorrow.
Big.
And when we say tomorrow, today is the 9th of November. So it's the... We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But basically, we're just going to be talking about pretty much everything and anything. If there's something we feel like we're interested in, we'll talk about it. So that's really it. So
Rory, tell me about your midterm. How was Halloween?
My midterm was... It was all right. It was kind of put down more than I would like it to be since the rain.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely would have preferred if it wasn't raining, because I went out with my friends.
Yeah.
And we were wanting to go down out into town, but we couldn't because of the rain. But we still had a lot of fun. I still enjoyed it, but I definitely feel like it would have been better if the rain wasn't there. How was yours, Kevin?
It was okay. It was a chill day. It was obviously too rainy. I mean, I didn't eat much sweets like a normal Halloween child. Do you know, I just watched a few scary videos on YouTube. Do you know the conspiracies and the ghost videos?
Yes,
they're not convincing, but they're funny and it's Halloween, so why not?
Yeah, it's like the ones where like Barack Obama's a lizard,
Yes, yeah, with the weird ones,
Yeah. Those ones are they're funny, but they're never convincing.
You know?
There's this, I think you told me about this one once. It was this guy. He was like told to put a mask on.
Yes, this was a recent show actually. It was this guy who had to put a mask on, and he said, "This is what it was. This is how he's going to contact the other side." He called it, and then he started screaming, and he was like, "Get away from me! Get away from me! Oh, they're getting to me!"
Yeah,
I just thought. That's very entertaining.
They
That's one way to earn money.
They act so seriously, you know?
Yeah.
But it's obviously not real.
I think it was a good Halloween anyways.
Yeah. I definitely think if the rain wasn't there, it would have been way better.
It would have been way better.
Yeah.
I only had one trick-or-treater.
You only had one trick-or-treater?
And I felt bad.
I wasn't home, obviously.
Yeah.
But my mom told me that she had like one trick-or-treater. And she wasn't expecting them.
It seems to be like going down every year.
Yeah, like... It's not going up, man. It's going down.
Which is
sad.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not here to really talk about Halloween today.
No, we're here to talk about a rugby match.
Yes.
So you're the man who knows about rugby.
I love rugby. Okay.
I do as well. I love watching rugby.
I used to play rugby. I don't anymore. But I still love the sport.
Yeah, I love the sport as well. I think it's a great sport.
Yeah, it's so brilliant. It's kind of been in my family for a while.
Yeah.
You know, my dad loves the sport. My granddad loves the sport.
So my family's one. My nan loves it. She doesn't like soccer at all. She loves rugby.
Yeah, I know. It's weird too, because like the rest of my family loves soccer. Yeah.
My family's all about soccer, hurling, and rugby.
Yeah.
You know,
my like it's specifically my house. Well, not specifically, but it's like our house is the one with the most rugby fans.
I mean, I'm not the most athletic of my family.
Neither am I, dude.
I played a bit of soccer in my time. Like,
played a bit of rugby, but anyway, the rugby match tomorrow is Munster versus South Africa.
Yep.
It is going to be an amazing match, and we have some extracts here from some websites to read. So Munster are taking on South Africa at a sold out Parkiekweeb on Thursday night in what promises to be a memorable occasion. South Africa will be eager to avenge Springboks' loss to Ireland last Saturday when they play Munster at home of Cork GAA, although there was no doubt that the hosts will be fired up. So I'm excited because I'm going. I'm going tomorrow, and I'm really, really excited to see it.
Support, you know, I'm going to support the lads tomorrow.
Yeah, so am I.
Whoever wins,
I feel like deserves to win.
Yeah,
you know.
Good luck to them. You know?
Good luck to both of them. Obviously, I'm going to support Munster because you know it's the Irish team.
Same. Also, it's where we live.
Yeah, but I'm also really, really excited for South Africa. Like, obviously, I hope Munster win.
Yeah.
But against South Africa, man, you know, that's a tough opponent.
But it's like only a section of Ireland against the big
team. It's still some of the players from the Irish team.
Some of the better ones as well, you know.
Like, they could... I feel like some of the Irish players might get into South Africa's head after their loss.
Yeah.
So... you know, some of them might be able to know who's playing, but it's luck of the draw, really. Whoever wins, and it's gonna be a great match. You know, it's gonna be brilliant. So definitely tune in for that.
Good
if
luck
you're
to
a fan
lads.
Of rugby.
Good luck to them.
Good luck to both of them.
Yeah.
And I am very excited to go, and I'm gonna enjoy it.
You're gonna enjoy it. I know that. I'm gonna try and tune in anyways.
So. I think the next agenda is movies.
Movies.
Yes.
So 2022 wasn't the greatest time for movies.
Not really. There have been some good ones.
Doctor Strange, for me, was a bit of a flop.
Yeah, it wasn't the best one. It was good, but it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
There was a lot of bad things in it. But there has also been some really, really good ones.
Yes. There's one movie that I really enjoyed this year. Amsterdam.
Mm.
Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, and John David Washington. Set in the 30s, it follows three friends who witness a murder, become suspects themselves, and uncover one of the most outrageous plots in American history.
Good. It sounds interesting. It does sound interesting.
And for me, I really enjoyed the movie because it had great actors like Robert De Niro as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of
They're
the
brilliant,
top,
brilliant actors.
Top guys, yeah.
It does sound interesting, though. So it's set in World War One, is it?
It's post-World War One. It's the 30s.
I see.
These two guys who are in the World War, they're in World War One together. They basically get themselves stuck in this crime, mystery, murder. It's a great movie. I say, you guys, just watch it. You know,
It sounds good. For me, my movie of the year, I'd say, for this year, is probably Top Gun Maverick. I love that film.
I've never seen it.
So Top Gun is an actual place in America. Well, that's what the pilots that go there for.
Yeah.
It does have an actual name, but all the pilots call it Top Gun because you're supposed to go there if you're the best of the best pilots in the Navy.
Yeah.
So it's basically where the best of the best go to train to be better. Mm. The first movie was brilliant. It's got some heart.
I'm thinking about Top Gun right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it...
It's got Tom Cruise in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of another Tom Cruise movie where he was a pilot, but he became a criminal pilot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard
All right.
It. But that, anyway.
We'll look that one up. All right.
Yeah, we'll find out about that
but,
one.
But Top Gun is a brilliant film. It's got, you know, the meaning of family. It's got... Yeah. Heartwarming stuff. It's got a sad part. Mm. It's got lots of sad part. It's got great music. It's a good film to watch if you love those like 80s films, you know?
Yeah.
So like films like Footloose or Back to the Future or other ones like that, you know, it's a classic.
Yeah.
And the fact that it got a sequel, Top Gun Maverick, which I say personally is better than the original Top Gun.
Yeah.
Cuz the main character Maverick from the first film and the second film, that's his call sign, he, you know, at the first film, he's gone to Top Gun to be trained to be better pilots.
Yeah.
Right? And they're showing there that the smallest mistake can cause critical damage, you know, because like you're in a fighter jet, obviously, it's going to be extremely difficult to not make a mistake, you know?
Yikes.
So you have to go. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. You should see it if you haven't seen it.
I like the sound of it. I think this sounds like a great movie.
Top Gun Maverick is, you know, it's got, instead of Maverick going to the school to be taught, he's teaching instead for an upcoming mission that will test the pilots that are there. And it's a really, really good film. Training sequences are really, really cool.
Yeah.
There is a scene in the first film where Maverick does a trick where he sees another plane that isn't in their navy. So what he does is that he doesn't attack the ship, but he flies above us.
Oh.
So it's like one of the planes is underneath and he's on top of it. So he's like above them and he says greetings. and he just flies away after that. It's a cool scene, yeah. And it's a brilliant film, and I love it to death because it's just one of the films that my dad showed me, and I will love that film forever. So
let's talk about Black Panther 2.
Yes. Panther Wakanda Forever. Yes.
Yes.
What's the name
yes.
of it?
It's a great tribute to
Chadwick Boseman, who was a brilliant actor.
He was. And a very dedicated actor.
Super dedicated. I think he filmed 5 or 6 films while having cancer, yes. Which is just, to even do that just takes immense dedication, you know?
Yeah.
So, and
it's a good thing that they're not replacing him with any other Panther.
Yeah, like the fact that they're saying we don't want to just...
Yeah.
Replace him with a different guy because
they're paying homage to him.
Yeah, because it was a film that was just made for people, you know, for everyone. Black Panther was a brilliant film.
It was,
and I feel like the second one is going to have a tough time matching its the first one.
I think if they're doing it and they're not replacing him, they're gonna find a way to really keep that feeling of having Black Panther.
Yeah, of course. And the Black Panther films will always have that presence of Chadwick Boseman in them.
Yes.
And
Marvel films in general.
Films in general, yeah. And I feel like he was taken too soon, if that makes any sense. He was an amazing actor and person. So I feel like if he had beaten his cancer, he would have made some more incredible films. And I would say... he probably would have won an Oscar, would say.
I think he would have as well.
I think he would have. So it's incredible, to say the least, of what Chadwick did. And it's going to be tough for them to match his amazing performance. But I have faith in them, so.
So I think guys, just, enjoy the movie. I think I will.
I think I will as well. Yeah,
it's a great thing to do for just kind of keep it, keep the whole vibe.
Yeah,
he probably would say the same.
Yeah, of course. I feel like Chadwick Boseman was that guy who didn't really necessarily make the films for the money.
Yeah,
he probably made the films.
He's just a dedicated actor.
To be dedicated and to just because he probably enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and for the fans and stuff. So, I feel like he was a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
And I was very sad to hear that he passed when he did. But the horrible thing that happened to him. And I just hope that he is resting in peace. That's all we can hope for.
Okay, guys. We talked about the rugby. We talked about movies.
Talked about our midterm.
And we have a great movie coming up soon.
Yep.
So let's play a bit of music.
We're just going to play some music for the end. Thank you for listening to us talk, basically. And we're just going to play some music.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rory.
This is the
Soundwave. So please enjoy these music. Thank you.
legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Heavy dancer, bells are playing, I'm not getting even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby.
No, I can't sleep in.